Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for a pre-opening check of our markets here today, and we're going to have a complete look at all the markets coming up after this.
This is Greg Griffith with the Livestock Exchange. Friends, you need a professional working for you when you sell your cattle. That's how you get top dollar. And selling with one of the 8 commissions at the Oklahoma National Stockyards means you'll have a pro working hard on your behalf. The Oklahoma National Stockyards, still one of the largest stocker and feeder cattle markets in the world. Bring your cattle and consign with one of our commission firms. And while you're in town, go around the corner and have a great steak or shop for a pair of boots here in Stockyard City. Remember, the Livestock Exchange at the Oklahoma National Stockyards.
Did you know millennials often make recipes based on photos their friends share online? Market research conducted by Your Beef Checkoff finds nearly 60% of millennials have tried a recipe they saw posted on social media. And whether they are new to cooking or experienced, they want resources that boost their cooking expertise. While you're managing your cattle operation, Your Checkoff is giving millennials more opportunities to eat beef by sharing recipes and nutrition information. Learn and share more at MyBeefCheckoff.com. Paid for by Your Checkoff Dollar.
Well, look for cattle futures to open Wednesday with mixed price action as traders jockey ahead of late-week cash prospects. The hog contracts also seem set to begin with uneven prices, thanks to both short covering and general selling interest. Well, we could start to see better definition of cash cattle potential here today, at least around midday or so, at least in terms of more preliminary suggestions of packer bids and feedlot asking prices, yet few expect a real market test to develop before Thursday or Friday. While most beef producers have some sitting on their hands so far in terms of asking prices, some cattle in the South have been priced around $115. Now, the hog buyers really like their work big time, in fact. Consistently lower bids can continue to move plenty of ready barrels and gilts with ease. Accordingly, look for today's cash trade to open with yet another round of softer bids. Part of this reality is no doubt tied to the huge discount of futures to cash and the strong basis implied. Now, on the futures, soybeans closed at a 3-week high yesterday, up about 1.7%. That's their largest daily percentage gain in 6 weeks as buyers move into the market after a big sale to China, and worries rain in the Midwest this week will slow the harvest. The oil seed had support from higher soybean meal and soybean oil markets. Now, corn did close about 3 cents higher yesterday, supported by the possible harvest delays due to rain, while slightly traded winter wheat followed along. Spring wheat finished about a penny lower. Now, the winter wheat closed a few cents higher, while spring wheat again dropped about a penny. Trading has been light in wheat, as much of the attention has been on corn and soybeans. A 1% rise in the European wheat market added support, with that market closing at a 3-week high. Paris December wheat closed at the equivalent of about $4.93 a bushel after the exchange rate and weight conversions are factored. Again, corn was about a week, finished at a 1-week high, plus it pushed through resistance at the 50-day moving average near $3.38. We'll check futures in a moment.
Your next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming up on Friday, September 23rd, 8 a.m. Central Time on Dish Network Satellite 232 and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. They'll be offering 22,000 head, 3,800 yearling steers, 2,700 yearling heifers, 9,300 weaned calves, and 4,000 calves on cows. For details, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call 1-800-422-2117. 800-422-2117. At Superior Livestock, we bring the market to you.
Well, on our live cattle futures, October down 22 at the close at 107.67, and December down 30 cents yesterday, 107.50. October feeder cattle down 65, 131.12, and November was down 95 at 128.85. October hogs down 62 cents, make that up 62 cents at 55.55. December up 90 cents at 49.07. Kansas City hard red winter wheat. The December was up 2 cents at 418.5. March up 1¾ at 434¾. Chicago wheat December up 2 cents at 406. March is up 2 cents at 426¾. December corn up 3¼ at 340.5, and March was up 3¼ at 350¾. November soybeans up 17¼ at 989¾. January up 17 cents, 994¾. October cotton down 27 at 70.55. December down 13 at 70.67. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.